أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. قل من يكلؤكم بالليل والنهار من الرحمن بل هم عن ذكر ربهم معرضون. In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala consoles Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, firstly by asking him not to hasten in requesting for a display of the signs, miracles of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warned those who mocked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and informs them that a day will come where they will face the consequences of the mocking and all the insulting that they had directed towards Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala consoled the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by informing him that there were Rusul and there were Anbiya, there were messengers and prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who came in the past, and they also had to encounter a similar type of behavior from their communities and their people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in ayah number 42 of Surah Al-Anbiya warns them once again. Qul, tell them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, may yakla'ukum bil-layli wal-nahar, who will guard you? Who will guard you during the night? Who will guard you and protect you during the day against Ar-Rahman, from Allah? Now, what's so interesting to note over here is Allah is warning them. That, listen, who is there? Allah, at any time, any moment, if He wants to seize you, if He wants to punish you, then who is there that will guard you? Who is there that will protect you? Who is there that can hold back the forces of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? وَلِلَّهِ جُنُودُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, to Allah belong the forces of the heavens and the earth. If we just look at, for example, this little virus that is spreading, it is said that this virus is so small that you can never see it with the naked eye. And if you wish to see it with the microscope, you have to multiply its size 100,000 times. Just to see it with the microscope, to put that in context, what does that mean? If you take a grain of rice and you multiply it 100,000 times, it can cover the space of a soccer field. That is the size of this little virus. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, when you think of this, then you hear of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke of Ya'juj and Ma'juj. Right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Allah will allow a little dabba. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam uses the word dabba, which means a creature, a creation of Allah. A tiny creature will make its way into their bodies and completely wipe them out and destroy them. And when you see what is happening with this virus, you realize, subhanallah, what a great, powerful Allah azza wa jal is, using such a tiny, tiny creature, creation of His, to wipe out and to destroy so many people, communities, yet no one has the ability and no one has the power or the force to put a stop or to put an end to it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells them, who is there? May yakla'ukum. Think, who can guard you, who can protect you, whether it is at night or whether it is in the day, against Ar-Rahman. Allah is warning them, but Allah uses His title Ar-Rahman. Generally, when you warn somebody, you use a title that denotes power, that denotes authority, that denotes strength, that denotes your ability to destroy. Yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is warning them, but He uses the best of His name. He says, who is there who can guard you and protect you against who? Ar-Rahman, the most merciful. To instill within them and create within them the desire to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That here you have Allah is warning us through the lips of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yet while warning us, He refers to Himself as Ar-Rahman, not the punisher, not the avenger, not the powerful, not the dominant, but He still refers to Himself as Ar-Rahman, the most merciful. بَلْهُمْ عَنْ ذِكْرِ رَبِّهِمْ مُعْرِضُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says the problem is that they are averse. They just ignore. They are turning away. They are deliberately, you know, refusing to accept the reminder from their Rabb and the remembrance of their Rabb. they choose not to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Am lahum aliha tamna'uhum min dunina? Do they have other gods that can protect them, that can support them, that can help them besides us? لا يستطيعون نصر أنفسهم. Allah says about all the false gods that their false gods cannot even help their own selves. The false gods cannot even protect their own selves, let alone protect and offer security towards others. ولا هم منا يسحبون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and those false gods are not allowed to enjoy any company by us. So they do not have any power, any strength of their own to protect their own self. The false god that they worship, the false god that they claim, are a means of drawing them closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah azza wa jalla says they do not even enjoy any company with us, by us, which means that they do not even draw from our power that we have. بَلْ مَتَّعْنَا هَؤُلَىٰ وَآبَاءَهُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, in fact, we have given them enjoyment. These people who turn away from Allah, despite living on the face of earth, and despite knowing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows fully well, that they will not embrace the message, and this is what they will do, and this is the crime that they will perpetrate, and this is the type of behavior they will engage in, and this is how they are going to persecute the believers, and this is how they are going to insult Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah says, despite knowing all of that, Allah says, مَتَّعْنَا هَؤُلَىٰ. We have given them a life to enjoy. مَتَّعْنَا هَؤُلَىٰ وَآبَاءَهُمْ. And even their fathers also, we have given them long, long life, and lives of enjoyment, lives of comfort. Allah says, حَتَّى طَالَ عَلَيْهِمْ عُمُرْ. Allah says, until life itself became prolonged for them. This is how long they lived. They lived, Allah says, we have given them prolonged lives. أَفَلَا يَرَوْنَ. Allah says, do they not think, أَنَّا نَأْتِي الْأَرْضَ. We will come to the earth, نَنْقُصُهَا مِنْ أَطْرَافِهَا, reducing it from its sides. From every side we will come to the earth, reducing it. We spoke of this previously, referring to the day of Qiyamah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the earth will be reduced from every angle and from every side on the day of Qiyamah. أَفَهُمُ الْغَالِبُونَ. On that day will then they emerge as the dominant. Perhaps now they claim to be the dominant and they claim to have the power, and perhaps they do in fact have the power to dominate over others, to control nations, to subjugate nations. So they consider themselves to be غَالِبُونَ, right on the top, overpowering and dominant and prevailing over every other a community and over every other country and perhaps over every other force. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Yawm al-Qiyamah, what's going to happen? Yawm al-Qiyamah, on the day of Qiyamah, أَفَهُمُ الْغَالِبُونَ. Now, then, are they prevailing? Are they on the top? Where are they now? قُلْ إِنَّمَا أُنذِرُكُمْ بِالْوَحْيِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, inform them. Tell them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when you are warning them, when you are issuing these warnings to them, it is not something from your own side, it's not something from your own part. قُلْ إِنَّمَا أُنذِرُكُمْ بِالْوَحْيِ. I am warning you only and only through revelation. This is through revelation. This is fact. This is not fiction. This is a reality. This is something that will certainly come to pass. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, tell them that I am warning every one of you through divine revelation. But Allah says, وَلَا يَسْمَعُ سُمُّ الدُّعَىٰ إِذَا مَا يُنذَرُونَ. But the deaf cannot hear the calling whenever they are warned. They have chose to seal their ears and to block their ears, not to listen. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, so they are deaf, and so long as they are deaf, they will not hear the calling and your invitation whenever they are warned. May Allah grant us the understanding.